Two things stood out for me as I read today's gospel lesson in preparation for this message. The first was the repetition of the refrain, "Lay down my life." Jesus, in fact, in these six verses, uses it twice. The first time he says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep," and then identifies himself as that good shepherd by saying, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep." And to add to this, in the two verses just following this gospel, he twice uses that refrain again when he says, "The reason that my Father loves me is that I lay down my life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." The second thing that stands out for me in this gospel lesson is Jesus' mention of the hireling or hired man. The good shepherd to which Jesus equates himself is not the opposite of the bad shepherd, but of the hired hand. The hired hand, the employee, simply does not have the kind of investment in the welfare of the sheep as the owner shepherd does. So the hired hand looks out for himself first. That comparison obviously causes me as a pastor to ask, have I in my ministry truly been an under-shepherd of Christ? Or have I at times been an overpaid hireling or hired hand looking out only for myself? It would do well for those of you who are preparing to be pastors or deaconess to ask that same question of yourselves. Will I truly be an under-shepherd of Christ, or will I be simply an overpaid, hired hand looking out only for myself? With call day just 13 days away, you candidates for calls and vicarage and intern assignments need to know the answer to that question. But there's an even bigger question, or there are even bigger questions we must ask ourselves. Do we understand what it means to follow the one who laid down his life for us? Does following him mean that we must also lay down our lives for those whom we serve? Do we understand that the kind of unconditional love required in doing ministry goes beyond the mere enthusiasm of the moment, that it translates into not just talk, but to action? Do we understand that the nature of God's love for us should be the nature of our love too? Listen again to how Jesus commits himself to us. He does not just say, "I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." No, he says, "I lay down my life for the sheep." In other words, I lay down my life to love. And the sheep, how does he describe us? "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Sheep know by the voice of their shepherd that they can trust the shepherd, Jesus says. Now, how many of you have had the experience of meeting someone you have not seen in a number of years? You don't recognize the person's face, but then when that person opens his or her mouth to greet you, suddenly you recognize by his or her voice that you're talking to a friend, not a stranger. And then you cry out, "Is that really you? How we've changed, you and I. I did not recognize your face, but your voice, I would know your voice anywhere." In the same way, we recognize Jesus' voice. For over and over again, when we're not sure that we can take any more stress or pressure, have we not heard our Lord say to us, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." When we're confused about our purpose in life or about what makes life good and happy, does he not point us to what truly can lift our hearts when he says to us, "Love one another as I have loved you"? Yes, even in life's worst times, in moments of death or dying, we hear him offer hope, promising, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand." In every predicament of life, along the way of life, we know the voice that speaks to us compassionately, mercifully, lovingly, and hopefully. "I am the good shepherd," Jesus says. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." But isn't it true that just as you have to know someone to recognize their voice, so it's true that to love someone, you have to know that person too? Yes, if you really love someone, you know when that person is happy, you know when that person is hurting. And that's why Jesus is our good shepherd. He knows us. To know us or to love us is to know us. But the same thing holds true in our relationship with him. To love him is to know him. Yes, to love him is to really understand how much he loves us. To love him is to know what motivated him to lay down his life for us. To love him is to know and believe that as our good shepherd, he always puts our needs first. To love him is to fully understand that we are more than just marking time in this life, that we are part of God's destiny, that we are people whom he daily empowers to live. Yes, to live by his presence, to live by his comfort and his sustaining grace and love. Christ died and rose again to give you and me life, now and forever. He, our good shepherd, gives us his love simply because he is the shepherd. God gives because he's God, and it is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.